This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. From the Bottomley Ruffing Schalk Baseball Museum in Nokomis, here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Ott, and good morning as we broadcast from the Bottomley Ruffing Schalk Baseball Museum in beautiful downtown Nokomis. A lot of new things here at the museum, plus it's the homecoming going on this weekend in Nokomis. They have some activities, of course, for the remainder of today and all the way through tomorrow. We've got some more activities we're going to talk about at the homecoming, plus a special event coming up tomorrow afternoon. But first off, let's talk with Steve Johnson with the museum here. And, Steve, you've got several new things in the museum that since we were here last year.
Yes, we do, Terry. Of course, the junior high Braves team won the state championship last fall, so we have a nice display of them. We also got some memorabilia from Red Roofing's son within the last couple of months, including a jersey of Red, so we were very proud to have that.
Ralph, you probably remember.
Yes, I was telling him or Tim somebody. I had the opportunity to see both Bottomley and Ruffing play. I never got to see Ray Schalk play, but I saw Red Ruffing and Sonny Jim play.
Ralph, I don't know if we've got you on mic here. Hang on.
We'll talk amongst ourselves for just a brief moment in time.
Yeah, just a brief moment in time. I don't know. Do we?
So someone finally succeeded in getting Ralph off
getting
on, mic.
Off mic?
I'm dead. I'm dead.
Oh, well, here. Talk into this one. Hear me now?
There he is.
There we go, yeah.
What happened to this one?
I don't know.
It's out of commission. So say what you said before, Uncle Ralph. Nobody
well,
knows.
I just said we were talking about the museum here, and I said I had the opportunity to see both Red Roofing and Jim Bottomley play. I never got to see Ray Schalk play, but as a youngster, I got to see both of them in St. Louis, and as you look back on it now, quite a memory to say, yeah, I saw those guys play.
Now, say a few syllables there.
A few syllables.
Okay. There's nothing quite like live radio, ladies and gentlemen. You never know what you might encounter.
Never know what you're going to encounter. Well, Uncle Ralph, I think. Well,
get up on that mountaintop and get hurt.
I guess it wouldn't be the first time we've had to wing something, you know?
No.
No, so anyway, you do remember these guys, and that's kind of the neat thing about this baseball museum. What a lot of people don't realize, I think, Steve, is the fact that this is one of the, unfortunately, best-kept secrets in the county and probably the whole area, because this area has such a great tie-in with baseball, and in particular, people who are in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, absolutely, and we're trying to get the word out, and of course, folks like you that are gracious enough to come here and talk to us, we're just excited, and we have a big event coming up next year.
Talk to us a little bit about that. This is something that is going to involve something on the national level.
Certainly, it's through the Smithsonian Institution. It's the called Hometown Teams exhibit. It will be here starting next June the 7th and running for 6 weeks through mid-July. It will be focusing on how sports shape America, and it wants to tell the stories at a national level, but it really wants to focus on the local level stories and how the local games shape the community.
Sports, unfortunately, takes a battering from time to time, and maybe deservedly so, because things get out of hand, carried away, whatever. But so much of the fabric of life, for the common American citizen, I think, is tied into somehow sports, whether it be Little League or you know, Pee Wee soccer, whatever, or following your favorite high school team or college team even.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of the exhibit. It's not the professional level. We certainly will have some of that with the Smithsonian part of the exhibit, but it's the little kids. It's the smile on their face when they get their first hit and things like that. That'll really be neat.
And one of the neat things to see is the lights on in the park and all these little peewees running around out there, and maybe a couple of them are dancing around in center field and kind of twirling around and not really paying attention to what's going on in the ball game. But you know, I think that's all part of Americana, whether we like it or not.
And that's the point of the exhibit. Like I said, we're just excited to have that, and we're going to have some very neat exhibits and hopefully several programs to accompany that. We're still ironing out details on that.
How did this come about, Steve? What was the process? Did you apply for a grant? Did you apply for some sort of information, and all of a sudden this materialized?
We got an email unsolicited from a guy that works for the Illinois Humanities Council, which is what this is through, told us, hey, this is going to be out there next year. You guys should apply for it. So we did, and within a month, we were one of 16 or six towns in Illinois that will be getting this exhibit next year.
So each town will get it for about a month to 6 weeks, and it'll just travel from town to town. The Smithsonian, how are they tied in with this particularly, or have you had that information sent to you yet?
Well, it is the Museum on Main Street portion of the Smithsonian, and they do traveling exhibits. That's what they do. This Hometown Teams exhibit is a new exhibit for them starting next year, so we'll be one of six states to get this exhibit for the first time. We will be, Nokomis will be the third city in Illinois to get it next year.
That's pretty interesting, and that'll run from the early part of June till just about mid-July, and that'll be coming up next week. And I'm sure we're going to be back here for at least one broadcast, if not another, if we can keep everything working.
Let's get through this one first.
You know, we'll get through this one first, and then we'll figure out a plan. What would be D now? I guess
right.
It's kind of like naming the enterprises A, B, C, D, and maybe we need to get to E. But we're broadcasting today from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum, and if you haven't stopped by lately, you should come by because, Steve, I noticed you have some new display cases here, and these are pretty ship-shape.
Yeah, we were fortunate to acquire them. We've got three large display cases that are now housing some of our nicer items, and we continue to hone that and, you know, just continually to improve the museum bit by bit.
You've got such a wide range of memorabilia. You have a lot of Cardinals items, but this museum spans really the history of baseball, and it really is a neat thing to see because Uncle Ralph and I talked about it last week. A lot of people won't get to go to Cooperstown and see the Baseball Hall of Fame, but when you come into a place like this, you kind of get a slice of it, and there's just so many different pieces in here. It's such an experience. I'm just curious, I guess, when you guys started putting this collection together, was it your goal to have such a wide range of baseball history, or is that just something that kind of materialized?
I think that just kind of evolved over time. You know, people were generous with their items. They've brought it in. They've either donated or loaned them. It spans from early memorabilia of Ray Schalk all the way up through the junior high Braves of last year. So it's not just old stuff. It is current day items as well. It's a living museum, if you will.
And as you say, you cover the major league sports, and then you go drop down to the kids winning the state tournament, and it's a wide span of things you have here for people to see and do, and it's amazing to me when I come in here and I look at these older, the Red Ruffings, Ray Schalk, Jim Bottomley, and that, and think back to, say, as I said earlier, I had the opportunity to watch these gentlemen play, and what stands out in my mind is when I went, my dad would take us to the ball games down in St. Louis. Of course, the Brownies was there then, and that gave you the opportunity to see both leagues. But what sticks in my mind, not only did you go and you saw Red Ruffing or you saw Jim Bottomley, you saw so many, many superstars that are in the Hall of Fame today, every team seemed like had three or four, and some of them even more, like the Yankees, outstanding individuals who later on ended up in the Hall of Fame, and it's just fabulous what you've done here and been able to do.
Look, Ralph, earlier you and I, before we came on the air, we were talking, and you made a comment. You said you're talking about Bottomley, Ruffing, and Schalke. You said these guys aren't just run-of-the-mill Hall of Famers. Like there's such a thing as a run-of-the-mill Hall of Famer, but your point was that these three gentlemen who this museum is named after, I mean, they are really on their own kind of pantheon in terms of baseball legacy.
And I think we've got your mic working now, Ralph.
Have you?
There we go.
And the thing to add to that, Tim, is I didn't mean that anybody in the Hall of Fame is run-of-the-mill, but these guys are superstars. I mean, they're up on a pedestal, and you know, the Babe Ruths, the Lou Gehrigs, and all. You can go on and on naming the people that's in the Hall of Fame, and it's just what has been accomplished here in Nokomis is amazing.
Your point was about this Hall of Famers, and there's Hall of Famers.
Yes.
Well, and these are Hall of Famers who were there from the beginning of the Hall of Fame. I mean, these were the early members of the Hall of Fame, the early professionals. And baseball as a profession did not have a very good reputation when it started out, and these are the people that kind of turned the tide and made it a respectable game and made it a respectable part of Americana.
America's favorite pastime. This is, you know, it's because of the path that these guys laid down.
We need to take a break. We're broadcasting from the Bottomley Ruffing Schalk Baseball Museum in downtown Nokomis. Come on by. Come on into Nokomis this weekend. Of course, the big homecoming is going on. There are all sorts of activities just a few blocks away at Memorial Park, and you can find plenty of food. And Joe Gasbridge, we got to put a plug in for Joe, because if we don't, Steve, he's going to call us. So give us a plug here.
The fireman's chicken cook will be starting at 11 o'clock today.
And they're cooking now, right? So everybody will be fed starting at 11 o'clock. We need to take a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday right after this.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
Tired of always having to clean up the basement or crawl space after a rain? You need to call Midwest Basement Tech for a permanent solution. If it's leaking, cracking, buckling, or sinking, Midwest Basement Tech is the company to call. 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Call now, 1-800-848-9805, or on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons and your chance of receiving free tickets to watch your St. Louis Cardinals play at home this season.
And at 9:16, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky and by Beasley's Welding Shop in Carlinville. Sunny skies for today. We'll have highs in the mid-80s, mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 65 degrees. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy skies. We'll have highs once again of around 85 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies, expect highs in the low 90s. The lows will be around 70 degrees. At 9:17, we have a temperature reading of 76 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky, and by...
Brought to you by Beasley's Welding Shop in Carlinville. Call 556-6132. That's 556-6132.
Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
When the occasion is special, the ice cream should be special as well. Next time you want an outstanding dessert, serve farmer-owned Prairie Farms Old Recipe Ice Cream, the all-natural flavored ice cream made the old recipe way. Fresh Country Cream, the best fruits, nuts, and natural ingredients all blended to create a classic taste experience. It's Prairie Farms Old Recipe Ice Cream, and it's available in your favorite flavors, including butter pecan. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and Uncle Ralph.
You're not an afterthought, Jan. You're part of the team here today. Jan O'Malley's with us. We're going to be talking about the MTXE event coming up here in a few weeks. So just you're in the bullpen. Keep warming up. Stay good and loose, okay? And homecoming, too. That's right. You can talk about the homecoming as well. We're broadcasting from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum in downtown Nokomis, and Steve Johnson is with the museum. Steve, tell us a little bit about the history of this museum, how it got started. It's really got it started from a very humble beginning.
Yeah, it started down the street about three doors down in a restaurant window in 1981. Joe Kemp and Merle Butterwright were the two co-founders. It originally was just the Bottomley Roughing Museum, and several years later, Ray Schalk was added as the Litchfield connection. We've been near the Route 16 area the entire existence of the museum. It's had, I believe, four homes, and this is by far the biggest home we've had.
And this new home came about only because the last one was in dire straits.
Well, yeah. In 2005, the building next door had caught fire, and
that qualifies as dire straits. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. And we were very fortunate. I believe we saved every article, maybe one we'd lost from smoke damage, but everything else got put in place. And the building trades class here helped construct this 2,000 square foot facility that we're sitting in today.
And this is a nonprofit organization. This is depends on a lot of donations, depends on people who volunteer. You have a good group of people to work with on the board.
We certainly do, and we're always looking for more volunteers and more members for the organization.
There's not many places you can go and see a collection of Major League Baseball Hall of Fame type stuff and still have the tie-in with the local area. And this is one of these rare museums that has been able to take advantage of the success of the local teams, especially the high schools and the junior highs.
Yeah, no question about it. The three namesakes, obviously, are the Hall of Famers here. There's now going to be, with the Cooperstown induction this month, there's going to be 300 members in the Hall of Fame. So we're still at 1%. Of all the Hall of Famers residing right here in Montgomery County, so we think that's a neat item.
And one item here at the museum, the map on the back wall, I think most people would probably be shocked to see how many players hail from the state of Illinois.
Yeah, we have a map up on the wall, as you said, Terry, that shows anybody that played at least one major league game. Right now we have about 350 names up there, and that's just for the southern two-thirds of the state. We're planning before next year's exhibit that we will complete that map and show all of Illinois, which is roughly 1,000 names. So we've got a little bit of work to do.
And how are you acquiring these names? Are you sifting through historical records on the Major League Baseball website, or how you go about this?
We found it on baseballreference.com. They've got just such tremendous power that we were able to find it sorted by birthplace. So that's what's depicted on the map. So you might come in and say, oh, I know such and such was from, you know, Springfield. Why isn't he on the map? Well, he might have been born in North Carolina, so he won't be depicted up there. We had to have some sort of a cutoff.
I'm just curious, when you guys start getting new items into the museum, what's the process? Like, you have a lot of photographs, many of them are signed. Are you guys framing these yourselves? Are they coming framed? Kind of what's the process when you acquire an item between the time you acquire it and when it's on display at the museum?
It's a varied. Sometimes we do get the frames, and sometimes we'll put them in the frames ourselves.
We'll make sure that it's in good shape before we put it up, obviously. And then we will categorize it and make sure that it's recorded. And especially if it's on loan, we'll make sure that we've got that information noted.
And what percentage, thereabouts, would you say, of the items in here are on loan, and what? How many of the items are permanent, I guess?
Oh, I would say probably, 80 to 90% is permanent. We probably only have about 10% of items on loan.
Steve, we were talking off the air prior to the start of the program today about how next year is going to be kind of an interesting year as far as historical perspectives is concerned to not only the museum but to other events that took place around the area.
Right. 2014 is going to be a big anniversary year for championship teams, as you were alluding to, Terry. The Lincolnwood baseball team's championship will have been a five-year anniversary for them. It'll be the 15-year anniversary for the second Nokomis girls basketball title. Taylorville's boys basketball team that had their undefeated 45-0 season was in 1944, so that'll be a 70-year anniversary. And then the Hillsborough boys basketball team will be celebrating a 100th anniversary for its state title.
And you're hoping maybe to garner a few items to put on display during the summertime.
Certainly. We would be glad to get all those together and be able to tell those stories. And that's what the Hometown Teams exhibit is all about, is telling those stories, not just from the Nokomis perspective, but from the area perspective, because the museum is an area item. It is not just a Nokomis item.
We're broadcasting from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum here on this Saturday morning. And what are the hours of operation, Steve? We talked about the museum, and we never mentioned when you're open.
Normal hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. Tuesday nights during the baseball season, we're open from 6 to 9 p.m. Here for the homecoming, we are open now until the parade this evening at 7 p.m., and we'll also be open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
When I walked in this morning, there was a gentleman that followed me, and he was from Streeter. He just paid a visit.
Yeah, he's a member of the museum, so we're glad to see him.
Yeah, and if you want to be a member of the museum, you can donate to the museum. You don't have to donate a whole lot of money, but if you want to donate a little bit to the museum to help keep the doors open, you can just send it to the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum. And do you have a post office box or a mailing address?
We do. It's P.O. Box 75 here in Nokomis, and the zip is 62075.
I think a while ago you mentioned some of the outstanding things, and of course, the 45 Taylorville boys team, who went 45-0 undefeated. And when you look at records and things, it's almost unbelievable. You think of a team going 45-0, and keep in mind to our listeners out there, this was back when there was one class. You played everybody. You played the school that had 2,500 kids in it, and you played the school that had 100 kids in it. And you had two gentlemen on that team, Ron Bontemps and Johnny Orr, and of course Dolph Stanley was their coach. And that was the era that I was in high school. And it has to be one of the outstanding feats to me, 45-0, is I don't know that you'll ever see that broken on.
Did you play them that year?
Yep.
What was the score?
Wasn't close, probably.
No.
the closest game that year for Taylorville, if memory serves me right, was at the old Staunton Gym, and it was a one-point win by Taylorville against Staunton. I believe that was the closest game that Taylorville had back in that era.
And keep in mind, Tim, you said what was the scores? Team. Yeah, 40, 45 points was a big score for a high school team back in those days. And they won, and they won consistently, and they won fairly easily. But they had a lot of games where 5, 6, 7 points was a spread. They just didn't go out and try to beat everybody's socks off. They just were competitive, and they played to win.
Well, Ruff, you know, everybody's accomplishments always get bigger the more years they get removed. So what'd you average that year? 15-10?
Zero.
16-12?
No, I didn't play that year.
You didn't play?
No.
You were a spectator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd already, your playing days had passed you by.
I don't know where they ever was. It's kind of hard for something to pass you by that never was. You can say my goal is got up and left, but you know. But they were. It was a great. Again, going back to Ruffing and Bottomley and those people, it's an honor to me. It's an honor to me to be able to say, yeah, I saw those guys play.
When you talk about different, you know, a different era back in the 40s for basketball, when you walk in here, you really recognize the different eras of baseball just with the uniforms on display and the fabric they're made out of. They just look so hot. But right above us, there's a picture of Ray Schalk in his catching gear, and I think that's why they call it the Tools of Ignorance. I mean, you look up there, think about what the catchers wear now, the shin guard, the chest protector, the mask. Like, think about what Molina looks like behind the plate. Then you look up at that picture of Schalk. It looks like it would do nothing. I mean, the shin guards are just a light shell. The mask, you know, looks like it can barely stop anything. So to think that people got behind the plate and caught in 110-degree heat, however many innings game went, they weren't coming out.
Well, and you know, like you mentioned, Tim, 100-degree heat, these games, when they played, were all day games.
Right.
There was no such thing as a night baseball game.
Yeah.
And
there
was
in
the,
they just traveled by train, and they spend 2 days to get from New York to St. Louis or wherever. Of course, there was no West Coast teams. St. Louis was the farthest west professional baseball team there was in those days.
You see, the gloves, the old gloves. It's just the evolution of the baseball equipment over the years.
In fact, I've heard that every once in a while a foul ball would come and strike the shin guard and actually crack the shin guard.
I believe that.
Which is not hard to believe.
I have been down to St. Louis and watched ball games when they would call, the umpire would call timeout, and they would have to help the catcher pry a ball out of his mask because the space in there was wide enough that a ball wouldn't go through it, but it'd get stuck in it.
I've seen that before.
And their gloves, you wouldn't believe the gloves these guys.
Well, they're on. There's gloves on display here at the museum.
Yeah, take a look at them.
I remember my grandpa used to have those types of gloves. I remember being a kid trying to go out and play catch with them. Hard to do.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
You're basically playing with...
it's like hand
bare. Yeah, you're basically playing bare-handed. Yep. It's crazy. Jan O'Malley's with us here. Hello. Gorgeous, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
You're doing well. I'm doing very well. Before we get to MTXC, let's talk a little bit about the Nokomis home. Oh, well, here we have a picture.
This is Ray Schalk's catcher's mitt right there.
Yeah, and to look at it... Can you imagine somebody
broke in
going
right
90 miles an hour trying to catch a baseball with that thing?
And one of their fingers were always broken.
Keep in mind, folks, I don't know if there were too many guys through 90 mile an hour. There was a few, Bob Feller and some of those guys. But keep in mind, trying to catch a ball, but not only a fastball, a curveball, you had spitters, you had everything
else.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know?
We forget about the fun days.
Oh, yeah.
The spitters,
But I mean, looking at that glove, I mean, that's a piece of history right there. So how old is that glove? And that's 90 years old, right?
Yeah. Even I'm not that old.
I wonder what that cost brand new. Wouldn't that be interesting to find out what that cost brand new?
Probably knock your socks off.
Yeah.
But it's probably like anything else, you know. It's like the old tractors in the day are still running today. These new tractors, even though they're more expensive, they're not going to be running 50 years from now. They're going to be broke down and in the junkyard. But, you know, like the new equipment, sure, it's better now. But is a baseball glove today going to be around in 90 years? I don't know.
That probably cost less than $5.
Which was, you know, $5 is a pretty good chunk of change back then, too.
Well, yeah.
That was rather high end.
I don't remember having $5 jingling in my pocket.
Still don't.
No.
We clean you out every time you walk in the door.
That's right. I've been to the cleaners, and there hardly isn't any cleaners anymore.
That's right. We're broadcasting from the Bottomley Ruffing Schalk Baseball Museum in downtown Nokomis. It's also the weekend of the Nokomis Homecoming. And Jan O'Malley, let's bring you in there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities going on today and again tomorrow at the Homecoming.
Well, let's see. Right now, I would imagine the 3-on-3 has started.
Yeah.
And, of course, softball has begun. The slow pitch tournament started last night. Fast pitch starts today. And, actually, we had a championship game last night of the Litchfield Hillsborough Nokomis League, 13- and 14-year-old.
Okay.
So we were fortunate enough that we hosted the tournament all week.
And great weather to have the tournament. I mean, you've had tournaments where it's been blazing hot. You've had tournaments where it's been pouring down rain and had to cancel the tournament. But this is just about as perfect weather as you could have for baseball and softball.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we've got lots.
Yeah. And you know, the crowds are a little thin right now, but as the day rolls along and the evening rolls along, the crowd's picking up for these tournaments.
Well, the chicken.
Yeah.
Mr. Gaspridge and his chicken.
Yeah. Mr. Gaspridge.
Yeah. Mr. Gaspridge.
We need a little bell to ring every time he gets
a little plug.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
The firemen have been out there since probably 5 or 6 this morning getting everything ready, and the vendors are all setting up. All is going well, and like I said, we've got little ones to big ones playing basketball, and of course there will be more big ones coming back to play basketball tomorrow.
That's true. But before we get to tomorrow, there are craft vendors, though, that are set up around the Memorial Park. There are some rides out there as well. Plenty of food to eat, plenty of things to drink, beverages. So are there any contests, queen contests, baby contests going on, anything like that?
Cutest baby contest was held last night.
Last night, okay.
That was last night. Okay. And then we had an entertainer by the name of Andy Avery. Mm-hmm. He performed. Now, tonight we're going to focus on some local ladies.
That's what I hear. Mm.
Yes. We have all local, three girls from Nokomis. Gina Siebert won the Litchfield Idol Contest 2 years ago, and her daughter was first runner-up last year.
Wow.
They have never performed together, but they're going to be on stage tonight. And then Kenzie Ann Howell is going to take the stage. She's a junior, I believe, at Greenville, and she's started doing a little more. She's made some contacts in Nashville, and she's excellent. They're all good-looking women. What more do you want? Good-looking women who can sing.
Yeah, sounds like sold. Sounds like you could put out a country song.
I might add a phase to that. Good-looking women. Who cares whether they can sing?
Okay.
Well, you know,
Uncle Ralph.
There you go.
There you go.
This is what happens when his microphone works.
Now, coming up tomorrow, the softball tournaments will continue, but there's also going to be a special get-together at the gymnasium.
Well, and before you go on to that, we also, after the girls are finished tonight on stage, of course, DJ Tara will be in the beer tent.
All right.
With her screen. Yeehaw! Oh, it's fun. It's fun. But, yes, you're right. The Rotary Breakfast...
The grin on Ralph's face right now is just unbelievable.
What's more unbelievable than that? I have no comment.
Oh, okay. That is kind of scary. What about tomorrow now?
Sorry. He's got me all off kilter. The Old Time Tractor Show is tomorrow morning, the Rotary Breakfast. We've got a cruise in tomorrow. And then at 2 o'clock, your favorite ladies are going to be around. The 1998-99 girls were inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame this year, and they're going to be presenting their plaque to the school. And then after, they're all going to get together and play some alumni ball. And I'm thinking that maybe there's a gentleman, Terry Cope, going to hang out a little bit with them, maybe.
Well, I might be seen tomorrow for a little while, yeah.
I think they're hoping you might do a little play-by-play.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm
not so sure that I'm qualified.
Have you ever done that?
The girls, I know you're qualified.
You can't tell them no.
It's hard to say no to a group of people like that.
Now, Jerry,
sure.
You know that group pretty well. What are the odds that game doesn't get highly competitive?
Oh, I'm just wondering right now how many people will have broken fingers and sprained ankles and twisted knees, and you know, because they're going to press from the time the ball is thrown in the air. So I just know how this is going to go.
Well, for some reason, I think Molly might stand out just a wee bit. I'm betting that she's in fairly good shape, although she's been home for a month. She might have slacked off some.
Yeah, well, she was the MVP of her league in Amsterdam, so you know, and they won the championship over there. So I think Molly's. She can handle herself. So I'm interested to see who else is going to come back and participate in this. And not only are the girls, but the boys are also going to have a Legends game as well.
Yes, they are. The 2013 Legends, from females to males to anybody who walks in the door.
Is this eventually, hopefully, become an annual thing, part of the homecoming maybe?
I would love it to become an annual thing and grow and grow and grow like everything else that we try to do around here.
Yeah. Well, 2 o'clock tomorrow is when the ceremony will start, and then the games will be after that. But I suspect, even though it's going to be a beautiful afternoon more than likely, probably going to be a pretty good crowd at the gymnasium.
I hope. I'm hoping. I really am. There will be some, of course, softball going on, and there's other stuff going on. But I hope that everybody who remembers any of it comes back, and it's going to be interesting.
Jen, something that came to mind when you were mentioning the softball tournaments going on, slow pitch and fast pitch. Has it become somewhat difficult to come up with fast pitch teams? I know there's not near as many fast pitch teams around as there has been a few years ago, and I just wondered if it's getting tough to come up with teams. How far out do you have to go to get them?
I know we have some from Missouri. Kelso, they come every year. I believe it's gone to a round robin. I'm not even sure. Justin's out there, so I don't know for sure. They don't have as many. We don't have as many players around here, but it's still a legacy.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a legacy.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure.
You throw the ball out there, and they're ready to play. I don't care whether you have 2 teams or 20 teams. The tournaments in Nokomis are always competitive, and these things go on into the night sometimes, and even in the wee hours of the morning from time to time, the championship games are done.
Well, the championship games have to stop Sunday night because of the fireworks.
Right.
So that's one of those, you boys have to stop playing now.
Yeah.
But fast pitch.
And then they say, oh, you're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
No, there's going to be a lot of fast pitch players, I hope, that come back. We've got a scoreboard dedication tonight on the fast pitch diamond.
How did that scoreboard come about? Donations.
I'm thinking that there's a lot that had to do with Justin Goodwin and Monty Epley and Danny Clavin. I know they spearheaded a lot and did a lot of legwork. I know Monty ran himself ragged, but I have to plug. My husband did get everything all wired up in time.
Okay.
So it's good. It's working. They used it last night for the kids.
All right.
So that was wonderful. So we've got scoreboards and fast pitch today, slow pitch, and basketball, and then tomorrow we concentrate on the hardwood.
Yes.
Ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump.
Yeah.
Yes. 2 o'clock, the ceremony gets underway at the new gym, at the big gym, at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And is your daughter coming back? Is she here?
No. I'm sorry.
You got to be kidding me.
No, she couldn't.
Ryan's not back?
Ryan is not back.
What the devil's going on?
No, she has a job now.
Oh, does she? That does change things, doesn't it?
And yes, it does.
Jobs always get in the way.
They do. And she really thought that being a teacher, you know, she was free. Well, summer school is pretty hard to turn down. So she is not going to be able to come home. But she will be here in August.
She will be in August, okay.
Well,
you got to remind me when she shows up and so we can maybe get together and say hey.
I'm not sure you want her on the radio.
I know I don't want her on the radio. Well, put it this way. If we have a delay going, we can go ahead and have her on the radio, probably.
Well, if maybe at MTXE, if you want to do your show, then maybe she can drop by and say hey.
You know, that's a distinct possibility. So.
Although, you know, she and Hitch don't speak like Midwesterners.
No, they don't. They've been into the
Louisville.
Louisville area, yes.
Yeah, Louisville.
It's not Louisville. It's Louisville, right?
Louisville.
That's
just kind of slur.
You just slur, yes.
That's like when you go to New Orleans, you don't dare call it New Orleans, it's Narland.
Narland.
Narland. Yeah. You say New Orleans, and they wonder what planet you fell from.
Well, I think anybody listening to us today wonders what planet we're from, right?
Well, they're not for sure. They're not for sure, you know. And that's what we love about it. We don't want them to know for sure.
That's right. Always keep them guessing. But we can tell you for sure we're broadcasting from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum in Nokomis. The homecoming is going on this weekend, so it gives you a great opportunity to come and enjoy activities at the park. Also come and visit the museum. We need to take a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday right after this.
Ronchetti Distributors of Nokomis, proud sponsor of the Nokomis Homecoming, has been serving the Montgomery County and surrounding area for over 100 years. They are the area's distributor of the world's leading brewer, Anheuser-Busch. Ronchetti Distributors would like everyone to have an enjoyable Nokomis Homecoming and reminds everyone to be safe and responsible.
Frank the Frontier Buffalo here. With Frontier's hot deal on high-speed internet, I'm staying cool. That's good, because I'm not built for pool parties. When I do a cannonball, they have to refill the pool.
Call 1-888-FRONTIER. Switch to Frontier high-speed internet. Just $19.99 per month with qualifying phone service guaranteed for 2 years. Plus, free internet activation and a free Wi-Fi router. No contracts and no early termination fees. You can't get BS from a Buffalo. Call 1-888-FRONTIER. Limited time offer. Service subject to availability. Actual speeds may vary. Taxes, surcharges, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you spring cleaning? Ever wonder how to tackle the stacks of statements and bills? Sign up for Security National Bank's online and e-statements and view them in your internet banking or download them from our secure site. You can then tackle that stack of bills by using our bill pay, which is free when you sign up for e-statements. Call your local branch to find out more information or sign up today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 85 degrees. Mostly clear for tonight. We'll have a low of around 65 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow. Expect a high Sunday of around 85 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies will have highs around 90. The lows will be in the 70s. At 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 78 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab's athletic trainers are licensed, certified, and there for you. Teamwork Rehab provides athletic training services for Hillsboro and Nokomis student athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. They are also offering injury screening for all area athletes and weekend warriors. Teamwork Rehab has 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:46, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote, Tim Mize, and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you, Tobin, as we broadcast from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum here on this Saturday morning. Our host today, Steve Johnson of the museum. We're also talking with Jan O'Malley. And Jan, we talked a little bit about the Nokomis Homecoming, which is going on this weekend, but also the MTXE Play Day is coming up in August. It's on the 24th. This year at the Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond. And, of course, this benefits athletics and activities at both Nokomis and at Lincolnwood High Schools, and the junior highs, I understand, now are taking advantage of that as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the good stuff going at the MTXE Play Day this year. And I know you've got some great gifts to give away.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or have I been lying to people? Have I been lying to people about how they need to buy a ticket?
Well, we don't give those away, but we'll be glad for you to come and get some Trifecta Plus One tickets.
Got mine already.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. We've got wonderful sponsors, again. We have wonderful prizes, again. Once again, the local Pioneer dealers, they're going to supply the MacBook Pro. Prairie Farms is going to have the iPad. Frank Steele from here in town, Huddle, is still in with the iPad Mini, and we picked up a new sponsor this year, the Nokomis Savings Bank. We have a 42-inch flat screen, fancy LED 3D television.
3D?
That's what it says.
3D?
3D smart TV.
Really? 3D smart TV?
Yes. Yes. So trifecta.
So you have to wear the goofy glasses to watch the 3D?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not very technological.
I'm not either when it comes to TV. So.
But I know the Lincolnwood athletes have been on the ball already. They've had tickets at Farmersville at Irish Days. They had tickets going at the Raymond celebration. You can get a ticket from any athlete at Lincolnwood. And then Nokomis, we have the girls and boys basketball team in charge of selling tickets this year. So they will be at the presentation tomorrow. They're around the homecoming all weekend. And we hope that everybody, you don't have to play golf to participate. If you would like to buy a ticket, please contact any of them. And I would also like to say that we did add something. Courtesy of Fred's in Harville,
okay.
They're having a pre-party. The night before, yes. They're having a pre-party the night before. They're going to have...
Which may carry on to the start of the play day.
Just go from there to the golf course. Just down the road a couple miles.
They will shuttle you if
yeah.
need
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, they may need more than one shuttle.
Well, actually, Andy's going to play, I believe,
so he will
do just fine.
Okay.
But they are kind enough to sponsor a pre-party, have a pre-party, and... everything that they get from the silent auction
goes to
everything benefits MTXE. So we're really happy with that.
And the MTXE, the money raised there, goes to the schools, as we mentioned, Nokomis and Lincolnwood, and they are distributed amongst the athletic programs. And Jan, explain what the money is used for once it gets to the schools.
The money was originally intended for anything above and beyond normal. Well, you know how finances have gone, and I think that MTXE money for the last few years has really been appreciated by all of the coaches, all of the kids, because their budgets have been cut, they've been slashed. We've had sports dropped. We had to cut golf this year. So it's become a lifeline for them.
Yeah.
And in the past, I think we're up to almost 152,000 in 8 years.
Yeah.
So, gee, would it be nice to go past that 200,000 mark in a ninth year? But we're looking at $75,000-$76,000 to each. And you said we have included the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
The scholastic teams have benefited. And we were fortunate enough this year to trickle some down. Wasn't as much as the high school sports, but we included the junior high sports this year.
Oh,
Jan, if I may, and I know you'll find this a shock, but if I may be serious for a moment, when we look at the people in Montgomery County and what they do when it comes time to do something like you're going to put on here, I'm a member of the MCCA, Montgomery County Cancer Association. We just had our annual meeting, and we raised over $160,000. It's just amazing to me, the people. And every time you turn around, somebody's wanting help with something. But people never stop. Just like your sports day, they'll contribute. They'll do anything they can to make it a success. And I just want to say hats off to Montgomery County folks for what they do for the schools, for the community, and whatever.
We've got some awfully good golf tournaments around here.
Yes, we
Lots of play days, and we're lucky enough to have some good golf courses
yes.
that are willing to host. Raymond has been excellent to us, and you can't beat it. You really can't. I know the Bud Reinecke
yes.
in Hillsboro, and avid sportsman. And this is kind of the same. We have quite the reputation, and I'm really proud of it,
and these are,
as are the rest of us.
Yeah, and these are done on an annual basis. They're not just a one-shot deal. They're done every year, and the people just continue to contribute and help out with them.
Right. This will be our ninth year. That makes 11 total.
Yeah.
We did one for cancer. We did one for the family originally, and now it's kind of nice to see the little ones. Maury's legacy
yes.
lives on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. yes.
The new babies will be there.
The grandkids, yes.
Yes, yes,
yes.
yes.
yes. So, how many? Let's see, three?
Four.
Four.
Now. There's four now.
Okay.
But it's become almost like a reunion because the same people, we have the same teams that it'll be full within days. That's the least of our worries.
The problem you have, and it's a good problem to have, is that sometimes it gets dark too early.
Well, once in a while. Now, we haven't had that lately. We've done pretty well. We've done pretty well. Yes, yes. But maybe that has something to do with the wine pull.
And
if you think.
You think.
And some of the people will be playing golf. It doesn't matter if it gets dark. They don't play any worse in the dark than they will in the daylight. So, you know, it really doesn't matter.
That's true.
Well, I will say, though, that we'd like it to end before dark because by that time there's a bunch of us that are pretty tired. You know, we feed 160 golfers. Hats off to Bev Held.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off to Patty Clark over at the bank running and running. But we have a lot of good help. Wonderful committee, and it's just fun. It's fun for us to get together.
And you attribute that all to being tired?
The tired part?
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty old.
Oh, well. You got a ways to go, kid.
Recovery time.
Yes. It's the bounce back time. Yeah.
Bounce back.
It's
like
not
that,
the years, it's the mileage. That's what it all boils down to. Jan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again tomorrow at the gymnasium. Tomorrow.
Will do. Take care.
Be there, be square.
Glad to see you here.
And they will be selling MTXE tickets tomorrow.
MTXE tickets are on sale now.
Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Let's bring back in Steve Johnson real quick here. We're broadcasting from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum. And if you've not stopped by and seen the museum, please do so because you will walk in, you will be amazed, and you will walk out with a smile on your face.
There's the display case right behind where we're set up here for our broadcast. And I've just been looking at it here over the last few minutes, and to me it kind of just sums up the tie-in between baseball and American history. There's kind of some displays that have points in baseball history at the top and then right below points in American history, and it takes you all the way from the inception of baseball in 1839 all the way up, it looks like, to about 1990, so all the way through the 80s, but also in the display case you see some of the great baseball books that have been written over time. But to me, it's just interesting to see the correlation between the history of baseball and the history of our country just right there, like 1876, National League founded. Oh, by the way, telephone invented.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, just like it's neat to see the two right next to each other correlated.
I think you sum it all up, Tim, when you talk about baseball, when they say baseball and apple pie, you know?
Yeah,
that summed it all up.
By the way, right. Steve, the museum does have a website that folks can visit.
Certainly. It's brsmuseum.org.
And it gives you all the information, the hours of operation, that sort of thing. It also probably a map on how to get here if you're listening and you're outside the area. You want to make sure you get to the museum. It's in downtown Oklahoma. You can't really miss it. So, brsmuseum.org is the website. The museum has been in this spot for, what, 3 years now, I think?
3 years. This building has been here for 5 years.
5 years now. Time flies. My gosh, it time flies. What's the next step? What's the next phase that you would like to get into for this building and for this particular museum?
Well, we're trying to get just to a broader audience, get our membership up, get the people to come back. Certainly when you come in here once, you look at it, you think you've seen it, but as we said, you know, we've added a lot of stuff in the last year, so if you haven't been up here in the last 6 months, 12 months, come back up, check us out. There's no admission fee.
Maybe we need a Legends baseball game one of these days.
Bob?
Well, Buddy Bob. I think Buddy Bob would probably be interested, our Buddy Bob. Mm-hmm. Davis, you think Buddy Bob would be interested?
Oh, I think he probably would be.
Yes.
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
how could it not be?
Buddy Bob will be with his team in the parade tonight.
That's right. The state champion Braves from last fall will be in the parade tonight. So parade at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
So come on by the Nokomis Homecoming. We're broadcasting from the Bottomley Roughing Chalk Baseball Museum as we wind down our sports Saturday here on this
I was
Saturday
just
morning.
Curious. You guys have always had a lot of Stan the Man stuff in here, and obviously with his passing this year, I'm just curious if you guys maybe focused a little bit more on that, like a few months ago on that.
We had a few things. I know one of our directors went down to the ball game when the harmonica was given away. There's a harmonica up here now, so we do keep that in mind.
And I think in the last day or so, they have finally decided, the powers that be, that the new bridge will be called the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge.
Yes,
Yes, that was signed into effect yesterday by the president.
It could only take politicians that long to compromise on that.
You know, unbelievable, unbelievable. By the way, Steve, thanks for having us here at the museum, and we look forward to the display, the hometown display next year, coming to the museum in early June, and be another opportunity for folks to come by, and we'll probably be here a time or two next summer, as long as the exhibition is here, and maybe even be part of it somehow, you know. They're going, oh, look at these goofballs over here. They're at the local radio station.
Yeah. And somebody.
I think you need to head up a little bit of a group to get this Litchfield, Taylorville, all of the anniversary connections going.
I think Steve has those connections probably more so than me, but if he needs some help, I'm willing to help out. So I work pretty cheap, you know. I want to remind everybody, next week we have Dave Kane from the State Journal Register going to join us in studio. We're going to be talking about Dave's career, and he is one of the premier sports writers in the area and has the ability to really put a hometown feel on his articles, I think.
He's our small school's guru.
There he is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that guy knows pretty much everything there's to know about high school athletics.
He's past and present.
Yep. He's a pretty interesting fellow.
And he's
coming up next Saturday.
Nice guy to talk to.
Steve Johnson, thank you very much. Jan O'Malley, thank you very much. Our broadcast from the Bottomley Roughing Shock Baseball Museum is kaput. We hope you come by, enjoy the homecoming, enjoy the museum, and make sure you join us next week on Sports Saturday here on WSMI-FM, Litchfield Hills, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.